Wahoo Week here on AM 930, brought to you by Stewart Appliance, Smitty's Place, Bootleggers, your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, the Depot at Union Station, Jeffrey R. Smith Attorney, Maple City Ice Distributor of Budweiser, the Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative, and Ray Gittage Heating and Air Conditioning. Speaking of heating up,
swung and ripped to left, Chisinau coming on, slides, he made the catch! Ball game! And mark it down, folks! History on September 13th of 2017, the Cleveland Indians have set a new American League record, winning their 21st consecutive ball game. The Indians stopped the Tigers 5-3.
Craig, that's why you play the games.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen that day at the ballpark. Let's head out to Goodyear, Arizona, where our Tim Alcorn is standing by with lots of baseball talk this week. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bruce and Craig, back at the studios of AM 930 WEOL. I'm back at the complex, made the quick drive from the ballpark. You know what, Hammy? Sometimes you have to adapt.
It's radio, isn't it? You know, and that, you know, you trusted Rosie and this is what happened, you know.
Man, you just heard that highlight from last September, and boy, you've been doing this a long time now, and yet how thrilling was that? Where does that rank as far as just that 22 game streak and the run they got on?
That one's just surreal, Tim, because what was it, 13 in a row the year before, or 14 in a row, I can't even remember now, and you thought, boy, I'll never see this again. And you know, to win 22 in a row, I mean, even now it's like, really? That happened? I mean, that's it's hard to win five in a row. And that was one of the most incredible things I think any of us will ever see. The bottom line is, what, Tim, it hasn't happened in the American League since there was an American League.
Right.
So, you know, I had heard somebody say it, and I really believe it. I mean, look, none of us liked how it ended in October, but every year – somebody's going to win the World Series. That's a given. But we saw something last year, 22 in a row, that we'll never see again. And that's something that you have to take out of last year, even with a disappointing finish.
Well, you mentioned the disappointing finish. The Indians during the offseason certainly didn't make any huge splashy kind of moves, and yet you came out and spoke to a group of WEOL Indians advertisers about a month ago, and you talked about the fact this is still – a World Series championship contending baseball team.
Well, yeah, that's the thing of it. I think there's been a lot of focus on, you know, maybe who left and, you know, who wasn't signed and that type of thing. But arguably on paper, this is still as good a team as there is in the American League. It was the best team in the American League last year through 6 months, winning 102 games, which, again, second best season ever in Indians history as far as wins. But, you know, yeah, Jay Bruce isn't here anymore, but he, in essence, replaced Michael Brantley. And Michael Brantley is going to be fine. You know, it's just going to be a matter of time with that ankle. And, you know, Michael Brantley was an all-star until he got hurt last year. Lonnie Chisinau could have been an all-star until he got hurt, in essence, at the all-star break. You know, Jason Kipnis has been an all-star, and I think we'll see Jason Kipnis put up his usual numbers because he's playing with an edge. He's ticked off. You know, he didn't want to get traded. He heard all the rumors and all the talk, and he wants to show people that, you know, he is still one of the key components to this ball club. You still have as deep a rotation as any team in the game. And, you know, I think the biggest loss is Brian Shaw. It's still a deep and really good bullpen. Any bullpen that starts with Cody Allen and Andrew Miller is one of the best in the game. So, you know, this is and it's still relatively a young ball club, Tim. That's the other thing.
And, Hammy, you rattled off a bunch of all-stars. Yonder Alonso was an all-star player last year.
He sure was. Career year of 28 home runs. I think everyone knows he made some adjustments with his launch angle and whatnot. And, you know, so – and he'll fit in. You know, he's a good guy, which, you know, the Indians have – that's not an accident that this is a ball club that gets along. And that's important, too, during the course of a long season. And so, yeah, I think Yonder Alonso will be a terrific addition. I also think one other thing, Tim, that a lot of times we forget about, Edwin Encarnacion still knocked in 100 runs, still hit 38 home runs, but probably didn't have the year that even he wanted to have. And how many times do we see that with a guy that signs a multi-year contract, goes to a new team, that first year they press a little bit? I think you'll even see a better Edwin Encarnacion this year, second year into that contract, now relaxed and, you know, feeling very comfortable here.
Again, we're talking with Tom Hamilton, voice of the Tribe. You'll hear him all summer long on WEOL. Let's hope into the early fall with some October baseball. I know you've got some other stations to get to, but real quick, for the next 3 or 4 weeks here in Goodyear, any particular battle or perhaps a young player or two that you'll be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, that's when you have a really good team, Tim, there aren't a lot of spots open on the ball club. Both Eric Gonzalez and Giovanni Urshela are out of options. It'll be interesting to see. I can't imagine both of them making this ball club. And I think that's one of interest. I also think we have to see how the bullpen shakes out because, you know, you're looking to replace Brian Shaw, and they brought in some veteran arms in Matt Belisle and some others to see what they might be able to bring to this ball club. I also wonder, you know, how's the Ryan Merritt scenario going to play out? He's out of options, and they don't want to lose Ryan Merritt. You need that depth both in Columbus and on the big league club. But again, there aren't a lot of battles to be won because I think you and I could sit here today, Tim, and probably name 22 or 23 of the 25-man roster.
Right.
That's a good thing.
It is. It is. Again, I know you got to make the circuit. Appreciate you getting up early out here in Arizona.
Hey, I'm glad it's been an uneventful morning for you, Tim.
Oh, yeah. No stress whatsoever, Andy. Hey, we look forward to hearing
Tim.
You all year long. Tom Hamilton, the voice of the Tribe, joining us here on AM 930 WEOL as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Again, we're back at the facility, so things are rolling along smoothly. Guys, I'll send it back to you in the studios. A lot more to come between now and 9.